我自愿从事在人旁边事业。
我自愿从事在人旁边事业。
成为旁边员是我无上的光荣。
成为旁边员是我无上的光荣。
All 11 Chinese astronauts who have been to space are revisiting the oath of bravery and commitment they took years before. The move is to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the establishment of the People's Liberation Army's Astronaut Corps, which was established in 1998. At its launch, the Corps recruited 14 of the Air Force's best pilots. China's first man in space, Yang Liwei, was one of them.Now the head of the country's manned space program, Yang Liwei can still vividly recall his first space mission back in 2003.
据首次飞行应该是有14年多了。
It has been around 14 years since the first manned space flight, which made China's space dream come true. The feeling of weightlessness dawned on me when I was sent into space after the rocket separated from the spacecraft. At that moment, I really was proud of my country.
That moment made China just the third nation in the world, behind only the former Soviet Union and the United States, to independently develop space flights. Liu Yang was China's first female astronaut. She, along with two other astronauts, completed China's first manned space docking with the experimental Tiangong-1 space lab. Liu Yang admits the training for her was rigorous.
我还记得第一次参加转椅训练。
I can still remember the first time I went through G-force testing in a spinning chair. After the first 5 minutes, I was gripped in dizziness and nausea. I was bathed in sweat and was pale as a white sheet of paper.
Jing Haipeng is China's only astronaut to complete 3 space missions.
因为每次任务之后
I would throw myself into consideration after the end of each space mission. I needed to focus on the next dream and the next mission, not just the dwelling on my last journey through space. I was ready for the new tasks and the challenges.
China's Astronaut Corps has completed 6 manned space flights, conducted over 100 scientific experiments, and orbited the Earth for 68 days.A new generation of Chinese astronauts is now in the process of being selected, with recruiters also looking outside the military this time in search for experts in various fields. This comes as preparations continue to establish China's first permanent space station by around 2020. For CRI, this is Victor Ning.